Earlier on The World, I introduced you to Nazanin Danishvar, a young woman in charge of a startup company in Tehran. For our parting shot today, I want to share another surprising story I heard during my visit to Iran's capital about a band that's playing Western-sounding music and getting support from the Iranian regime. The band is called Damai, and 37-year-old bass player Dara Darai is its leader. I met him at a cultural center that looked like a government office from the outside, but inside there was an atrium with parakeets flying freely through the building, and in the back, a coffee house that opened onto a garden.
They do some music classes here, some paintings, some theater classes, and also they have a stage over there.
That's Dara Darai, and that stage he mentioned is where he'd be performing later that day with Damai. It was to be a sold-out show. Now, the last time I reported on Tehran's music scene, it was about bands in the city's underground rock scene that were true rebels, making music essentially behind the government's back. For them, it was either that or leave the country. That scene has moved on, it seems, to one where bands like Damai are trying to maintain a sense of artistic integrity in Iran. In the case of Damai, the starting point for their rock, world music, jazz fusion is the little-known music of southern Iran. What's the significance of music from southern Iran? Why is that important? And why did you kind of pick up on that as a kind of a thread?
You know, for me personally, the main thing is the rhythm, the similarities between the rhythm in southern Iranian music and Latin music and Afro music. And this is the main attraction for me to do this project.
Not so long ago, religious authorities in Iran would have simply banned electric, danceable music like the sound of Damai, or at least given the rock aesthetic a lot more scrutiny. But Dara says things are different these days in the Islamic Republic.
You know, Ministry of Guidance in Iran, they really support us for do this project and to make this project happen.
Did they explain why they wanted to support you, why they like you?
I think because we are working on a culture that it might be forgotten for some years ahead, you know?
So Dara Darai is keeping that culture alive and in the process sending out some fresh new musical vibes to the Iranian public. Seeing Damai live was memorable, and judging from the audience, Iranians won't forget it either. I'll be sharing more stories from my visit to Tehran all this week on The World. You can see what I saw there on my Instagram feed. That's at Marco Werman. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH here in Boston, thank you for tuning in.
PRI, Public Radio International.